Hi, Duchess. Today is the 28th of August, 1970, and I received your letter today of the 16th. Actually, it was two letters. It was one on the 16th and kind of like the 23rd and around there. And so I was very happy to receive the letter. I also had a letter from Mother, and I realized that it's 2 weeks since I taped you. I have been trying very hard to at least start a tape, but you know how it goes. You get involved and one thing or another comes up and you never get the tape done. So many things have happened in 2 weeks. The last tape I made to you, I was leaving that afternoon to go to Saigon, which I did. And that party I told you about, Duchess, that the general was coming to, it fell through. The general did not get back in time for it. Anyway, I had done the right thing, I guess. Not really. I went down, and the next day, I had planned to have lunch and probably dinner with Bill, spend most of the day with him, and it was a very, very hectic day down there. Many things happened. We had three new girls come in, and it was a comedy of error the entire day. We didn't know these girls were coming, and it was dashing out to the airport, picking them up, dashing back. One girl had to go to the dispensary. She had blisters on her feet. Quite a few of them have blisters on their feet, because they wear the new shoes when they come over, and your body tends to swell when you fly for such a long period of time, and so consequently they have blisters, and two of them had them. Anyway, it was a really busy day, and it was funny too, because poor Bill, he got stuck chauffeuring us around. Charmaine had a date, and her date got stuck carrying baggage back and forth, picking up girls, taking them to their rooms, taking them to eat lunch, all this stuff. It was funny. We finally did get out to dinner late in the evening, about 8 or so, with two other friends that had come up from Sock Training, two old buddies. Well, one was a very good friend of Charmaine's, and I knew him quite well, too, quite well. And he was on his way home, and so he wanted to have dinner with us. So all of us went to dinner. And that was crazy. Anyway, it was a good day, I guess. What else? I'm trying to think. That was on the 16th, I guess. Yeah, I left on the 15th, right? And it's been a busy week. Busy 2 weeks, Duchess. Very busy. Very, very hectic. On the 23rd, I went up to Kuchi for the first time. I went down to Saigon in the afternoon and spent a couple of hours with Charmaine. Jan Huebner was there, and we had a few drinks and whatnot. We had a 5 o'clock flight by chopper to Kuchi. And when we got to Kuchi, we went to the general's mess, and we had dinner there. And this was very pleasant, and I was very surprised, because I got extra special treatment for the evening. They have rather a formal sit-down dinner, and I got to sit at the head table, the general's table, which is very large. It's a very big round table, and in the center of it, it has this huge Lazy Susan, and every person at the table has a little button underneath the table that they can switch on or off to make the table circulate, the Lazy Susan. And so all the salt and pepper and that type of thing is on the Lazy Susan, so you just flip this little button, and I was flipping the button all evening. And of course, it was a very, very good meal. Something very rare over here. I mean, as far as several courses, and they had liquor on the Lazy Susan and candlelight. Very, very nice. And then after dinner, the general, he's a 2-star general, General Bautz. No, Bautz, B-A-U-T-Z, I think. He's the commanding general for the 25th Infantry. He got up and welcomed me officially. I don't know who briefed him. I had spoken with him 10, 15 minutes before dinner. I was introduced to him by his aide, and I told his aide who I was and my position and everything. Of course, I had a feeling they knew I was coming. I'm sure my girls up there informed them, because, as I say, I had a nameplate on the table. But he got up and he introduced me as Ann Carroll, in charge of the Army. Oh, gee. Because I didn't say a thing at the time, but everybody just... There were only three or four girls, I guess, and myself, Charmaine, Jan, one of the other girls that work up there. Anyhow, they thought that was very funny. I did, too. Anyway, he wanted to express his warm wishes for a pleasant evening and all this stuff, and how grateful he was that I would come up, and would I come again. Oh, very nice. Totally unexpected, Duchess. And then immediately after dinner, he came over and took me by the arm and asked me if I'd like to join him in watching the movie. And, of course, we had drinks. I had Rusty Nail. And so I sat and watched the movie with the general, and it was very, very nice, because I have not seen a movie in a long, long time. And so I thought that was rather pleasant. We stayed overnight, and the next morning Charmaine and I took an early flight, and I got off here at Long Bin. Charmaine went down to Saigon. So that was most enjoyable. I took care of Sunday. Saturday. Last Saturday, as I recall, I had to work. Oh, I don't remember, Duchess. So many things happened, really. And this week has been even worse than last week. And I thought last week was pretty bad. It's very, very hectic. Partly because we are constantly short supervisors, as you know. There's Vera, Jane, and I, and Charmaine running the whole damn thing. Beth, as far as I'm concerned, is more of a headache than a help. And she's up north, or has been anyway, so that's probably better. But in addition to that, Jane goes home on Tuesday, the 1st of September, and she'll be gone for 2 full months. And hopefully Betty McKinney will be in around the 10th or 12th. I don't know. We haven't received a definite word yet. In addition to that, Vera goes on a few days' leave on the 2nd, which is Wednesday. Her sister is touring this area, and she just came back. She was in Bangkok 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, I guess. And her sister is making the rounds, so Vera is trying to make these trips over in these different countries to spend a few days with her, which is all very nice, but it's wicked on myself. So there's just all this stuff to be done, and Jane hasn't finished a lot of things, and I have never felt so disorganized and so useless. I can't get anything done when I'm working on something else. It's impossible to accomplish anything when you've got 15 projects in front of you. Anyway, then I've had several chats with Charmaine in the last 2 weeks. As you know, as I have mentioned before, I believe, Duchess, Charmaine is most anxious to go home. She is waiting for October, when supposedly she will get her promotion. She's not eligible for it until the 5th of October. That will give her a year acting as a 10. A year in a 9 position, so she'll be eligible for the 10. Anyway, we have talked several times about leaving Vietnam. We're both worn out, Duchess. In fact, I almost went in and spoke to Jane today. Charmaine and I, as I said, talked about it, and we just cannot decide what to do. There are so many influencing circumstances. I would like to be home in the warmer weather, However, I really don't care. At this point, I said, Charmaine, let's go home. October, November, whatever. Charmaine wanted to be home for Christmas. It's been a while for her, too, since she's been home. And then she said she wanted to take a trip from here through Europe. I don't think Charmaine has ever been to Europe. And she would like to stop in India and Greece and maybe Spain. And we were going to do it very leisurely so that if we wanted to spend the winter in Spain, I wouldn't mind spending a month or so in Spain, and Charmaine wouldn't either. But then she thought, well, maybe she should get home for Christmas. And then she thought perhaps she would enroll for her master's in January at the University of Texas. Charmaine comes from Texas. So all these things keep muddling in our minds. And in addition to that, the object of money would make a difference, particularly when neither one of us have any confirmed job commitments for the future, because I haven't tried at all. Charmaine has. She has written a number of people, and she would like to stay in special services if she could get on appropriated funds. You know, that would be a GS, Duchess. In fact, she's going to inquire about Europe. But Europe is a 3-year tour. And so there's so many things, and we just keep talking about it, and we don't come up with anything sound. And then I said to it today, well, look, if you want to be home for Christmas, see, the reason I'm going with Charmaine and the reason Charmaine is going with me is that if either one of us leave, Duchess, then the workload doubles again. Because Charmaine and I know the area better than anybody. We know the girls better. We know what to do better and quicker as far as being out in the field. Now, Vera has only made one trip to most of the clubs, and she is doing a lot of paperwork and staff work, as I am at the headquarters. But I have had my turn in the field, and Charmaine is in the field most of the time, even though her office is in Saigon. But anyhow, we're more familiar with the operation. And so if she leaves, I do not want to assume additional responsibilities. I can't possibly do the work. I just can't tell you how ridiculous it is. And I feel myself getting very tense about it. And I think a lot of it is you're tired. I know I am. And Charmaine is. We're worn out. And a day or 2 days rest or a week's R&R just doesn't help. It's a great change of pace, and it's good for us, but it's not very restful. And so, I don't know. I really don't know, Duchess. I could walk in any time, just don't be surprised. I do think we'll stay until Jane comes back, which will be the very end of October, the beginning of November. And then I would like to keep that year until December. I told you I'd be a year on this level. But even that doesn't seem too important because it's just going to be busier than hell here this next year with all this troop reduction. We're closing clubs, moving furniture. It's a lot of work, a lot of details, a lot of people. We have processed probably a dozen or 16 people in the past few weeks. Did 4 this week, 3 last week, and that's a lot of rigmarole. Tons of paperwork, running back and forth. I don't know. The whole, to me, is just no organization. And of course, I have heard others say this, but a lot of it we could eliminate if we just would get things down to a system. But everybody's working on same things. Everybody's not sure what to do next. And this just makes mass confusion. Really, it's... I could go right up a tree every... almost every day something happens that I could just scream. And then there's an awful lot of paperwork coming through from the front office. And you see, I'm doing clerk work. And this bothers me because I should be assisting my girls in the field. I think this is very important, and we neglect them something terrible. there's just not enough staff to go around. Anyhow, I think Charmaine and I will talk about it again and see if we can't come up with something. It would be nice to have a delay en route on the way home. In fact, I even suggested going to Hawaii and spending a few weeks on the islands and maybe catching a boat to Tahiti. Every day I come up with a new suggestion. Charmaine wants to go to Agra, which is in India, and she wants to sit on a mountaintop and meditate. I said, fine, I'll do that. Great. And so we just kind of talk like this back and forth, and we get so tired, Duchess. We're hysterical almost, laughing and whatnot. We're worn out. I'm never going to make the spring. No way. So I don't know. I think the tension and whatnot might be a little bit better with Jane gone, because Vera could care less whether it gets done or it doesn't get done. Nothing bothers her, and she's willing to go along with whatever you might suggest. Where Jane has to think it over for about 14 weeks, and then she's still not sure. So I don't know, we'll wait and see. As I said, Jane leaves this coming Tuesday. Of course, that week that Vera's gone will be hell on earth, too. So, this is running out.